Chavod. Third time.
Your permission. The Gemara tells us that Lashon Hara is even worse than killing somebody and do Avodah Zarah. And let's read the Gemara tells us first with Tamidash people committed sins and 7 years later and change we got second with Tamidash. Says the Gemara, so where is the third one? So Zohar says third one doesn't mean third one. Third one means the one. And the Zohar says that Chas Shalom, you should build the third one. Hashem never had in mind we should build the first and the second. But the reason we built it because we were on a low level. The Gemara says, so where is the third one? The Gemara says, look, Lashon Hara is much worse than that. Much worse than that. What do you say? Think about it, it's nothing. What's Lashon Hara? Somebody said, you know, this guy, he did something. It did something bad. Nothing. Gossip is nothing. Nothing. The worst of the worst, Hafetz Chaim has in his book, so many sins, and aseh, lot aseh, person commits when he speaks Lashon Hara. He said, what did you say? What did you say? You said something very minor thing. He bought shoes in the store, and he returned the shoes, but he wore them, and he told the guy, this, I didn't wear it, and this, and the guy said, you know, this guy came to the store and returned the shoes, and he wore the shoes, and he told me he didn't wear the shoes. Okay, big deal, so what? That's worse than killing somebody. It's impossible to think like this. Worse. But that's why Hashem who waves it. If somebody killed somebody, he said, worse if he said. The Gemara says, David HaMelech, people used to say, Hashem HaBad HaMelech all day long. And David HaMelech said, I want to tell you something. If somebody kills somebody, is it tshuva for it? If somebody speaks to Hashem HaBad, it's not tshuva for this. Somebody killed somebody in Teshuvah, he's going to go to Gan Eden. He needs some tikkunim, he might come back, reincarnation, but he has a kapara. But for Lashon Hara, unless he do a tremendous job, worse than that. He have no Olam Haba. Finished. Tzvaka Rato David, the Gemara says, Pasuk in Tehillim, Mashne Baseter Oto Achrit, you're done, finished with your life. How bad it is, how bad it is. You know, when it says in the Navi, one day, the kingdom was split. Rehoboam, Shlomo's son, was the king on 2 tribes, and Yehoram on 10. And the whole downfall started to go. He made golden calf, this. Wars between 10 tribes, 2 tribes, this bag. I said, you know what happened? I said, what happened? Absalom, this bad boy, wanted to kill his father David. And after David came back to Jerusalem, came back Shaul's son. Boshet. They ask him, where were you? Are you joining my son against me? And he says, no. So over there was Tziva. Tziva, asleep. He said, yeah, he did. So David told Yonatan, you know what? The properties that you have, it doesn't belong to you. So you and Tziva split the property. Says the Gemara, what did you say, David? You should split. Your kingdom is going to be split. But because you're a good boy, David, I'm not going to do it in your generation. In your grandson time, he's going to lose almost all the tribes. Why? Because he accepted Lashon Hara. Why did you believe this guy? And he told you this, Mephibosheth, Shaul's son, joined so-called Avshalom, your son, against you. He says, you believed him? You accept Lashon Hara? And all the problems that we have is because the kingdom was split. It says, what happened? You accept him. So what did you say? What did you say? He said, okay, listen, I don't trust you. Your slave said that you weren't on my side when I ran away from my son. Okay, so let's say it is. It is. Who cares now? Okay, it's over. Not finished. The root of Lashon Hara, of course, Yosef started it. Continued by Moshe, Gatzarat, and Six Parsha. Torah tells the story, the downfall that we're going to have now. And all the people will die in the desert next week. It's not Lashon Hara. And that's how the story goes in the Torah. And here comes Rav Shmuel Yochanan Zohar and he says, listen, if you think the Torah tells you a story, you don't believe in Hashem, and he uses very harsh words. He says, better off you should not have been born. He should know, when you read the Torah, I said, listen, you have to elevate yourself, Tevilen P1A, is not the story. It happened? Yeah. But why does Hashem write in the Torah? Because there's something inside, secrets above secrets, and you have to dig to know the secrets. And it's not what it says. Again, it says, it's true. Rav Shmuel Yochai. Rav Shmuel Yochai repeats it in the Zohar a lot of times. It says, all the stories are not. The Gaon Mivilna and Ari says, all the stories in the Gemara are not. It happened, some of them happened, some of them didn't happen in the Gemara. It's just like an example. But even it happened, says Ari and the Gaon Mivilna, it just, if you dig inside, what does it mean exactly? So Gaon and Ari said, all the secrets of the world are in the stories in the Gemara. The stories, this happened, that happened, that happened. Here's the story, says Rav Shmuel Yochai. Here's the story. Miriam and Aaron decided to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu. People say decided. Miriam told Aaron, I don't understand. Our brother doesn't go home. He left his wife. And according to the Gemara, he had been divorced his wife. And so what happened? The father didn't know. It's all questionable. The Gemara tells a story that Moshe's stepbrothers, Eldad and Medad, were prophets, and they said a prophecy. And Tzipora, Moshe's wife, by the way, she's buried in Maratha Machpelah together with Moshe now. As well says, Moshe and his wife, Tzipora, in life, separated from her. But after he died and she died, together in Maratha Machpelah.
And her number?
No. Moved. As well says in Maratha Machpelah. Abraham Kanivsky told it to me. And I went over there, Maratha Machpelah. It's like Baomer. Chaim says, you go over there. Moshe Rabbeinu and Tzipora are there. They had a big tent over there giving food to people. I said, what happened? The people know. He says, this is Moshe and Tzipora. Moshe and Tzipora. So he said, Moshe is not home. Moshe doesn't go home. I said, why? Yes, so Tzipora stood by and said, oh, by Nebuchadnezzar. He said, Elder the method now, they became prophets, beginning to leave their wives. The prophet has to be pure all the time. He cannot be next to his wife all the time. So that's what Miriam said to Aaron. You heard? I didn't know. Moshe doesn't even go home. And the moment she said it, Hashem said, okay, come. Come inside, I want to speak to you. As well, Moshe, Hashem called Moshe. Out of nowhere, inside the Mishkan. Hashem said, hello, Miriam and Aaron. What is this all about? How come you weren't afraid to speak at my trusted slave? You don't even know who Moshe is. I speak to him mouth to mouth. He sees clear visions. What do you think? That you are like Moshe Rabbeinu? Because actually, when, at the end of the conversation, and what they said, we also prophets. Aaron, me, I'm a prophet. You go home. How come he doesn't go home? She says, how come you aren't afraid to speak of Moshe? The talk continues. Over a sudden, Aaron looked on Miriam's head, and she has a white spot. The Gemara says, Aaron also had it. But Aaron had it for 1 second, he looked at his hand, disappeared. Miriam has it. Torah tells us, Aaron goes to Moshe and says, Moshe, please pray to God. You see, our sister is dead. How can you let such a thing to happen? We came from the same stomach of our mother. Look what happened. Please pray right away. The Torah says, Moshe stood up and prayed, Kelna, Fana, Hashem, please, please, please. Hashem said, Moshe, okay, listen, she has to be locked out of the camp because she is Sarah, that's Halacha. The sixth parasha, the Torah tells us Halacha, even though we know it before, the Torah repeats it. I said, you get out of the camp, you have to leave outside the camp. That's the end of this sixth parasha. Next parasha is going to be the Meraglim. The Gemara says, it don't happen. Yashonara, say, what happened? Continuation of Miriam. One more week, Parashat Korach, also very similar thing. It's all the 600,000 people who die in the desert, and they hold on. So the first question is, if it is Lashon Hara, and we'll see soon if it is really Lashon Hara. So there's a book of Lashon Hara. It's not a speak of Lashon Hara about children. God will not say, but if I speak about Goy, better don't say it anymore. Write it on a piece of paper. Never say Lashon Hara, but Chas Shalom. But it's not to do if the person is Moshe Rabbeinu, or the person is just, you know, a regular person, a kid, in 2 years old or so. Shouldn't say that. Here comes Hashem and tells Aaron and Miriam, weren't you afraid to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu? He's my slave. He's my Tasha slave. He says, excuse me, it's not to do with anything. Hashem should say, listen, you know what Chafetz Chaim? There's a book. Shmirat HaLashon. You're not allowed to do this. That's it. Not to do who is Big Moshe. And then Aaron is screaming, our sister is dead. She's dead? She's not dead. She got a white spot. Okay. White spot means one thing. You have to be locked out of your house. And for 1 week. And then the Kohen will come and see if it spread, it didn't go, it stayed the same. So you don't have to be just expelled from the community. And then it disappears. But you go back to home. Nothing. When you're being expelled out of the city, you take your computer, you sit in the Hilton Hotel, conduct business as usual. Only thing is, you can't come to Bet Knesset inside the city. Okay, you met a Bet Knesset outside, people come to you. So people touch you, nobody touch you. Consider dead, or is dead? Gemara says, Metzora Hashuv Kemet. Somebody speaks to Shonara and they get the white spot. He's a dead person. He says, how do you know? He says, look, Aaron said to Moshe, Miriam is dead. Why Miriam? She's not dead, but she's dead. And Aaron goes to Moshe, says, scream to Moshe. Scream to Hashem, it's not Corona. What is scream to Hashem? What is scream? Tzarat, spot, white spot, you get one of the reasons is Lashon Hara. So what's going to help now to pray now? When are you going to pray? Yeah, it's a secret in our life, you know. I mean, he wants you to get a bracha. Yeah, get a bracha. Tzadikim, the Kohanim. Doesn't help. So you know, it doesn't help. If the person did something not proper, it means Lashon Hara, it doesn't matter. Say Shema Yisrael too late, got up too late, forgot to say Shema Yisrael. That doesn't come to the Knesset, doesn't put feeling on time. Okay, it doesn't matter now what it is. Bracha won't help nothing. Bracha won't help. Unless the person does teshuva. It's his first, I said, if you don't do teshuva, there's a decree on you. So bracha won't help anything. So Moshe Rabbeinu, pray, what is that to pray? What is to pray? She said, Lashon Hara. Moshe heard Hashem screaming at them. She said, how did you speak about Moshe? She has a white spot. Okay, so now what's the next step? The next step, Miriam, she has to be locked out of the camp. And let's see when the white spot will disappear. And everything will be okay. You have to scream. That's what he said. She's not sick. Tzaraat is not sickness. Tzaraat is just a warning to the person that he has to do teshuva. You don't pray for this. And the one says, Moshe pray to Hashem, Kelna Fanala, please, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. And Hashem so-called excused himself to Moshe, listen, Moshe, you have to lock her up for 1 week. What's behind it? לגמר התזז, ספירת העומר is because 24,000 סונות רבי עקיבא did not pay respect to each other. לא נהגו כבוד זה בזה. It's not a death penalty for this. Doesn't say this in the Torah. Doesn't say in the Torah one of the mitzvot have to give respect to each other. Doesn't say it. Sorry, I tell you, it doesn't say it. Doesn't say it. But you don't die for this. Talking about 24,000 giants. They died because they didn't give enough respect. Doesn't say they did something in a negative way. They didn't embarrass each other. You don't know what comes to this. You don't get up. I don't get up for him. I don't smile to him. Okay, so for this, what, for this you die? You know how bad it was? There's no more Tamil Chachamim. Can you imagine all the Rabbanim, everybody dies, they don't know Shas, nothing, 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 nothing. And I'm able to restart again. Took 5 children, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, started to teach them again, and then the Torah so-called spread it. 24,000 rabbis vanished. What did they do? Perfect, they kept all the mitzvot, just did not respect. But not, again, in a negative way. They just did not pay respect. Okay, so, what's the big deal? What does it mean exactly? Is it Melech HaKabod? Kadosh Baruch Hu is it's called Melech HaKabod, Shecholek Kavod Lireah. Hashem respects people. On the first Monday, the interior minister upstairs said, they send us to say every morning, Shacharit, Yechvod Hashem Me'olam. The Kavod of Hashem should be forever. What do you mean exactly? What does it mean? Mishneh Perkei Avot tells us like this, you know, the secret of our life. It's really the secret of our life. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he died, in his last speech, he said, listen, if you want to know what Hashem wants from you, Hashem wants you to have fear of Him. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoem Yimach, Ki Mirah Et Hashem. That's all Hashem wants from you. Hashem doesn't want you anything else, just a fear. It's not true. Hashem said, listen, the bottom line, what does Hashem want? Come Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet, he says, Elohim asa et ha'adam, you know, Hashem made you over here? She's a fear. That's Hashem made me, I should have fear. But Hashem loves it, I have fear of him, Hashem is a policeman. What does Hashem want for me? Says the Mishnah like this, יכבוד חברך, אביו עליך כשלך. He says, you have to respect everybody the way you respect yourself. It goes on your friend, and it goes on the student. Says the Gemara, when Amalek came and attacked Israel, Moshe told Yeshua, choose for us people. בחר לנו אנשים. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, choose for us? Choose! Moshe compared himself to Yeshua, to his student. The Gemara says, Hashem loved David HaMelech, when David HaMelech gave lectures, he sat on the floor next to the people. They used to give him a big chair. The Admor, the Rabbi David HaMelech, he said, listen, no Admor, no Rabbi, on the floor. The Gemara says, Hashem loved David HaMelech. The humbleness of David HaMelech compared himself to all the students. That's step number one in life, as the Mishnah says. You have to elevate yourself. The Mishnah is telling you to what? But you should know first, never. You must respect everybody the same, doesn't matter who it is. The way you like people to respect you. If you do this, as the Mishnah, Kvod Chavercha Kemura Rabach. How much respect do you have to give to everybody? That is going to elevate you, that you have fear of your Rav. You must have fear of your Rav. Says Gemara, you know something? The reason why we're here, the Beit HaMikdash, is because Shlomo had no rabbi. Says the Gemara, if someone would have a rabbi, he would not have married the Shiktzes Bat Paro. There was no wedding. She was mitzvah to Shona. There was no wedding, no rabbi, no klum, no nothing. Says the Gemara, what happened? The night he opened Bet HaMikdash, the same night that in the morning he opened Bet HaMikdash, he overslept. Why? Right? Because the night he made the wedding, no Rabbi, no Ketubah, with this girl. Says the Gemara, Hashem was upset. Hashem told Gabriel, go, pick up Rome, so it's the Bet HaMikdash. In the morning, by 10 o'clock in the morning, it was almost the time over to bring the sacrifice. His mother, Bathsheba, dashed into the bedroom, gave him a slap. He says, what's the matter with you? The millions of people waiting outside for Bet HaMikdash. And the Bathsheba says, locked because you have the key under your pillow. What's the matter with you? He ran outside. Hashem said, I don't want Bet HaMikdash. So the whole downfall is this so-called fake wedding that Shlomo had with his daughter of Paro. And the Gemara says, you know why he had it? Because he got no rabbi. The Gemara says, who was his rabbi? Shimi ben Gera. So the Gemara says, where is he? Shlomo killed him. This was the biggest mistake of David HaMelech before he died. Says the Gemara, if Shimi ben Gera was alive, this is Mordechai's great-grandfather, he would never have done that mistake. The fear of the rabbi, doesn't matter what you have, cheshbonot in your head, Shem Shamayim Darin said, means nothing. The Gemara says, if your rabbi would have been here, today we'll have Bet HaMikdash. The first, we don't need the second. The whole down for Bet HaMikdash is because had no fear. Shlomo had no fear of a rabbi because he had no rabbi. That the Gemara says, you know, that's the secret. That after you respect everybody and you have it inside you, the next level, you have fear of the Rav. You can't say, my Rabbi is my friend. No good. He said, why it's not good? Very nice. My Rabbi is very friendly. Because the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mora Rabach ki Mora Shamayim. If you have fear of your Rav, you're going to have fear of Hashem. Hashem wants you to have fear of Him. How you acquire to have fear of Hashem, it's not, I'm afraid of you. Never get it. You're not afraid of Him. You're saying you're not afraid of Him. See, you're afraid of Him only if you graduated level 1 and level 2. You were already in a state that you love everybody, respect everybody, and you have fear of the Rav, because the Rav, so-called, is one step before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you have fear of the Rav, everything accomplished. That's our goal in life. Why does Hashem want me to have fear of Him? Why? Hashem doesn't care less. Why? As well as I tell you, the world stands on kindness. Olam chesed ibane. Ki chesed chafati velo zevach. Hashem said, I just want kindness for you. The world stands on kindness. Okay, I do with tzedakah, this. Listen. Tzedakah stands on two pillars, two legs. One is called humbleness, one called Yirat Shamayim. Then comes kindness tzedakah. If you don't have the pillars, the tzedakah is nothing. It's nice what you do, but this is not really, really tzedakah. That you want, you have in your side, you have such a desire that you want the tzedakah all the time. Says Shlomo, what does tzedakah v'chesed? You have to say, where's the mishulach? I have no mishulach. I want to give tzedakah. Where to give tzedakah? That you wait for the guy to ask you, okay, then yes to give, not to give, how much to give? You have to have a thirst that you choke. I need to do kindness. You have to have a drive inside you. That's Abraham Avinu. And Abraham Avinu is very humble. Was very humble. And he had Father Ephel. Ata dati kirei Elohim. Ata. The angel tells him, you have fear of God. Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Zohar. The main thing in life is kindness. But you should know two stages before is you have to have fear of Hashem and down to earth completely. If you don't have it, the tzedakah is not doing the job. Says the Gemara, Bezchut Hazdaka Nigael. Val Etzion Goel, the Gemara says, Meshavea Betzdaka. I mean, let me say, Meshavea Betzdaka. Okay, give Tzdaka, give Tzdaka, Tzdaka. The Zohar said, Tzdaka is much more powerful than Tfilah. Compares the Zohar to Torah. Somebody is sick, people say Tehillim, very nice. But if you want to accomplish something, tzedakah much more says as well. Like I said, remember, what's the behind it? What's the behind it? There's Rav Shlomo Chassid in the Zohar. Because tzedakah is kindness and the world's in the kindness. And Hashem only wants kindness from me. I thought Hashem wants from me fear. That's it. Same thing. Hashem hates pride. Not because Hashem hates pride. Because if you're a proud person, your tzedakah is worthless. It means you defeat the purpose of creation. Now, if somebody does not reach that level, it means he loses so-called his visa to be here. And here comes as well, comes to Gemara, and Abdul Haramin says, listen, Lashon Hara means nothing, but it means everything. Because he said Lashon Hara, it means you don't respect the person. And the first thing, in life, you have to know you have to respect everybody the same. By listening to Shoshana, by saying Shoshana, it means you don't respect them like you. You don't like people to talk about you. So how come you spoke about somebody? So it means you cut already the first step to reach the level of fear of Hashem, to reach the level of tzedakah Hashem wants you to do kindness. It can be no kindness. That's a secret. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, לא נגעו כבוד זה בזה. But what did it do? What did it do? They embarrassed each other? No. Yeah, you're nobody. This is nobody. Number one, this is pride. It's lack of humbleness. And number two, because you don't, you'll never have fear of the rabbi. If you don't have fear of the rabbi, you never have fear of Hashem, says the Mishnah. So if you have no fear of Hashem, it's going to be no chesed, no kazdaka, death. The world without kindness will be destroyed in 1 second. Olam chesed ibane. The world stands on kindness. No tilim fool. Ani v'chazdecha v'tachti. The whole thing is chesed. Elokim of chazdecha. Even Elokim is of chazdecha. The whole tilim is full. Not even Hashem. Elokim. This is midat hadin. Hashem's chesed. But if you don't need to be qualified for this, it's not you want to do chesed. You don't do chesed. You have to have respect for everybody. So it means the first thing is no lashon hara. So you don't need the book of Chafetz Chaim. I never learned Chafetz Chaim in my life. I don't have the book even. I never learned it. Because you learn this Mishnah, it's already in the book. You learn the book. The book is not ase. The book is don't lashon hara. But that's not our problem. Our problem is ase. You have to respect everybody. You have a mitzvah to respect everybody. Not only that, in the book it says, Hashem is going to ask a person on the way to Gan Eden, he's going to say, did you make your friend as your king? What are you talking about? He is my king, my friend. You should say, thank me that I don't put my foot on him. I don't have friends. My friend is my ruler. The books. Not because Hashem wants you this. Because it means that you're humble. And because you're going to reach the level soon that you have fear of your Rav and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you chesed and the world is built. And that's the secret of this parasha, you should know. Says Rambam, you know, it was not even a Lashon Hara, the whole thing is a mistake. Miriam didn't say Lashon Hara. What you say? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go home. That's not Lashon Hara. It's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. He's so holy. The man is so holy, he doesn't want to go home. It's Lashon Hara on the man. Rambam said, you know what? It just started chatting about people. It means disrespect to speak about your brother. And soon you're going to speak about the Chachamim. And soon you speak about Hashem. He said, Rambam, wait, Rambam, you Navi? What are you talking about? I'll talk about somebody, but I'm not talking about the rabbi. I'm not talking about Hashem. Huh? This is the Mishnah says, the Zohar says. At the Ben Miriam Aaron, here's the punchline. Miriam now spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. You have no right to discuss him. And it's not disrespect. Hashem says, come on, tell me something. How come you weren't afraid to speak about my Moshe? You know what it means? It's the second level already. Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu. Adoni Moshe, I don't even call them Adoni. And it says Moshe Rabbeinu. It means not only you disrespect a regular person, so-called you have no fear of Dol HaDor. When you speak about Rishon LeZion, you know what it is? You are not afraid of God. You're not afraid of God. It's about whatever if Hashem said Lashon Hara about him. It means your kindness is no kindness. It means the world's no kindness. You're dead. That's a secret issue. That's Hashem calls me and says, listen, how come you're not afraid to speak about Hashem? Is it the Lashon Hara or not? If it's not Lashon Hara, what's the problem? If it's Lashon Hara, don't tell me Moshe is so great. I speak to Moshe face to face. And he sees the vision. No. This is to tell you how great the Rav is. That you should have fear of the Rav. Ketzad lo yiretem. Torah said in the same sentence, Moshe was the most humble person in the world. What does this have to do with anything? This is Lashon Hara. If Moshe is not humble, what does it do? Torah says that Moshe is humble. You don't understand that. Because Moshe reached the level that you don't reach. You don't understand. He will not speak about it of anybody because it's down to earth. You, not humble, by talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, but disrespect Moshe Rabbeinu, but disrespect so-called Dol HaDor Moshe, now you don't respect me, you finish, you're dead. That's what Aaron said to Moshe. Miriam is dead. She's not dead, she got a white spot. No, she is dead. She lost the visa. The minute you don't respect somebody and you speak about Rav, you lost your visa. Not because it's the Lashon Hara, because eventually you have no fear of God. Eventually you never get tzedakah, you never get chesed. So what are you here for? If the world was created for you to do kindness, it's not a sin. You have a job to do it. You don't do the job. Hashem takes you upstairs, finished. If you go upstairs. And that's the whole secret you should know of all our life. As the Gemara says, second temptation is not here because disrespect people. People don't respect. It's not because of respect, because no reason to have Beit HaMikdash here. Because Beit HaMikdash means that Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is back, and I say, who the Tzedakah? Shavuot B'Tzedakah. I said, Chesed. Chesed is going to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't want to do Chesed. I won't do Chesed. I give Tzedakah. You don't understand. The Chesed you do if you're not humble, you're not down to earth, and you have no fear of God, says the Zohar, is not fully energized with kindness. And it's next week, Parasha, the spies will show it. They have no respect for each other. They have no respect for Moshe Rabbeinu. And they have no fear of Moshe Rabbeinu. They throw Moshe Rabbeinu stones. Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah tells you, story, Moshe Aaron ran from those 10 spies. And then the 10 spies took stones and threw them at Hashem. They have no fear of Hashem. That's why they died in the desert. They didn't die there because but you die because you have no reason to live up here. If you don't want to do kindness 100%, because you have fear of Hashem, and you got it because you have fear of the Rav, because you respect people, you lost your visa. That's how important it is. Aaron calls Moshe, this Miriam is dead. You know, is it dead? She's completely dead. That's what Gemara says. Metzora is dead. He's dead. It's not dead. He's outside. Listen, dead means that you have no connection to Hashem anymore. You're finished. You don't play any role in the creation. You don't do kindness. Moshe, pray. Pray for what? Pray that she should be able to come back to do so-called the tikkun, that without Hashem she'll have a job. Not because she's dead. But you mean you lost the visa. You're waiting for Tevet HaMikdash to come from Shamayim. And he says, yeah, it's going to come. But you have to reach a level. And he says, summertime is, Yemeyadin is Arises. So be very careful in the summertime. Forget about the winter, what we had this year. And he says, you have to show Hashem that you want a visa. The visa is not, it's Zakat HaZimav. So this is Zakat HaZimav, it's only if you are qualified to give that tzedakah, that Hashem takes this tzedakah from you. Shalem b'nei adam shalom muganim, and may I pray to Hashem, people should come to the Knesset, you give tzedakah. It's not tzedakah. You have to know where to give and how to give. You're qualified to give. Rendered, David said, Shabbat is Zaka, so Zaka Nigel Mabin.
Amen.